Chapter 18. Focus continually on God. You decide whether you will give in to fear whenever you face a situation that could cause you to be afraid. God created you with freedom of choice. If He did not give you freedom of choice, you would be a robot. Unfortunately, some people use their God-given freedom of choice to allow fear to come into their lives. Your Father has told you more than 300 times that He wants you to choose not to be afraid. The Apostle Paul explained God's freedom of choice when he said, quote, "Everything is permissible, allowable, and lawful for me, but not all things are helpful, good for me to do, expedient and profitable when considered with other things. Everything is lawful for me, but I will not become the slave of anything or be brought under its power." Unquote. 1 Corinthians 6, verse 12, Amplified. You must understand the importance of continually making choices that are in complete obedience to the instructions God has given you in the Bible. Jesus Christ has paid an enormous price to set you free. This book is filled with numerous instructions from the Word of God that will help you to consistently choose to keep fear out of your mind and your heart. Jesus said, quote, "Do not let your hearts be troubled, distressed, agitated." Unquote. John 14, verse 1, Amplified. The word "let" in this verse is very important. Once again, we want to emphasize that whether you will allow your heart to be troubled by whatever problems you face, God will never override your freedom to choose to do whatever you want to do in every area of your life. We now are ready to study specific instructions from the Bible on choosing not to be afraid. Some people are afraid because of the things that they see happening in the world around them. Other people are afraid because of the things they hear. Your eyes and your ears connect you to the world. Your Father wants you to be very careful about what you allow to come into your eyes. He emphasizes this principle by telling you in Proverbs 3, verse 21 and 4, verse 21, that you should not allow His word to depart from your eyes. We have explained that the only way to obey these instructions is to meditate day and night on God's word. Your eyes cannot focus on two things at once. If you are consistently filling your eyes with the good news of God's word, bad news from the world that could cause you to be afraid will not be able to get into your mind and your heart through your eyes. This same principle applies to what you allow to come into your ears. You should be very selective about what you allow to come both into your eyes and your ears. Jesus said, quote, "Be careful what you are hearing." Unquote. Mark 4, verse 24, Amplified. Many fearful thoughts come into the minds of people through what they hear. You should be very careful what you listen to on television or radio. You should refuse to dwell on the bad news of the world. Many people have no concept of the amount of fear that builds up inside of them because of the cumulative effect of the bad news of the world that continually enters their eyes and their ears. We believe that the bad news of the world will become worse in the years ahead. The word gospel means good news. Your Father wants to fill your eyes and your ears continually with the good news of His word, instead of allowing the bad news of the world to permeate your consciousness. We are not saying that you should ignore what is going on in the world. You should be informed. However, you must choose to not dwell on the bad news of the world. Television brings a lot of bad news into the minds of people who continually watch news programs. People habitually watch the late news each night before they go to sleep. Other people start their morning by filling their eyes and ears with bad news from radio or television. Once again, you should not ignore what is happening in the world. You can scan the headlines or obtain the news from an online news source that you trust. Be very careful what you allow into your eyes and ears. Do your very best to always fill them with the good news of God's Word instead of focusing on the bad news of the world. In addition to not allowing the bad news of the world to permeate your eyes and your ears, you should be very careful about consistently associating with people who, quote, "What man is fearful and faint-hearted? Let him return to his house, lest because his brethren's minds and hearts faint as does his own," unquote. Deuteronomy 20, verse 8, Amplified. Fear is very contagious. This verse explains how one person can be passed on to another. You must not allow this to happen. Quote, "Do not fear what they fear, and do not dread it," unquote. Isaiah 8, verse 12. Fear is like a magnet in the spiritual realm. Fear attracts whatever you are afraid of and causes it to come into your life. Job said, quote, "The thing which I greatly fear comes upon me, and that of which I am afraid befalls me. I was not or am not at ease, nor had I or have I rest, nor was I or am I quiet, yet trouble came and still comes upon me," unquote. Job 3, verse 25 and 26, Amplified. When Job spoke of the thing which I greatly fear, he explained that the problem he was afraid of was manifested in his life because he consistently focused on this problem. Fear robbed Job of calm and quiet confidence. Your father consistently instructs you to be quiet, calm, and at peace within yourself, regardless of what is going on in the world around you. See Psalms 46, verse 10. And 94, verse 12 and 13, and Proverbs 14, verse 30. Faith also is a magnet in the spiritual realm. If you continually focus on God's Word by meditating on it day and night, you will draw positive results into your life. If you focus on the problems you face, you will make the same mistake that the Israelites made in the wilderness. Quote, "The people became impatient, depressed, much discouraged, because of the trials of the way," unquote. Numbers 21, verse 4, Amplified. The Israelites became upset because they focused on the trials that they faced. They wandered needlessly through the wilderness for 40 years because they focused on the problems they faced instead of focusing on God and trusting Him completely. You must not make the mistake of wandering in spiritual wilderness because you focus on the problems that you face. You should not be like the people Jeremiah spoke of when he said, quote, "They have heard bad news, they are faint-hearted and wasting away. There is trouble and anxiety like on a storm-tossed sea which cannot rest," unquote. Jeremiah 49, verse 23, Amplified. The Israelites lost heart when they heard bad news. They were worried and anxious. They did not rest in the Lord. You must not react to circumstances that you face in your life. You should never react to anything that comes at you from the natural realm. Quote, "Consider and look not to the things that are seen, but to the things that are unseen. For the things that are visible are temporal, brief, and fleeting. But the things that are invisible are deathless and everlasting." Unquote. 2 Corinthians 4 verse 18, Amplified. God instructs you to turn away from the things that you see to focus on Him. You cannot see God with your natural eyesight, but He consistently instructs you to focus on Him and His Word. Quote, set your minds and keep them set on what is above, higher things, not on the things that are on the earth. Unquote. Colossians 3 verse 2, Amplified. Keep your mind focused on God instead of focusing on anything in the world that could cause you to be afraid. Consistently fill your mind and your heart with supernatural living Word of God that will strengthen you throughout your life on earth and also go with you when you go to heaven. The Bible explains the eternal life of God's Word when it speaks of, quote, the truth which lives and stays on in our hearts and will be with us forever, unquote. 2 John 1 verse 2, Amplified. You will fill your heart with God's Word if you meditate day and night on the Holy Scriptures. God's Word that lives in your heart will remain with you throughout eternity. Quote, the word of the Lord, divine instruction, the gospel, endures forever. Unquote. 1 Peter 1 verse 25, Amplified. You must not allow temporary worldly problems, no matter how severe they may seem, to overwhelm you. Jesus said, quote, do not let your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. Stop allowing yourselves to be agitated and disturbed, and do not permit yourselves to be fearful and intimidated and cowardly and unsettled. Unquote. John 14, verse 27, Amplified. Please note that the words let, allowing, and permit are used four times in this one verse of Scripture and the Amplification. You decide what you will allow to come into your heart. Jesus has specifically instructed you to not allow fear to get into your heart. Instead of focusing on any problem or on any person who could cause you to be afraid, you should focus continually on the Lord. Quote, do not be afraid of the enemy. Earnestly remember the Lord and imprint Him on your minds. Unquote. Nehemiah 4 verse 14, Amplified. You are instructed to imprint the Lord on your mind. If you faithfully obey God's instructions to renew your mind in His Word each day and to meditate on Scripture day and night, you will imprint the Lord on your mind. You will not allow the problems you face to imprint themselves on your mind. The Bible consistently instructs you to turn away from anything that could cause you to be afraid. Quote, looking away from all that will distract to Jesus, who is the leader and the source of our faith, giving the first incentive for our belief, and is also its finisher, bringing it to maturity and perfection. Unquote. Hebrews 12 verse 2, Amplified. Jesus Christ is your leader. He is the source of your faith. Jesus wants you to draw closer to Him each day by spending quality time with Him. If you consistently turn away from focusing on anything in the world that could cause you to be afraid, and focus instead on Jesus, your faith in Him will increase steadily. The following verses of Scripture clearly explain this principle. Quote, then He directed the disciples to get into the boat and go before Him to the other side while He sent away the crowds. And after He had dismissed the multitudes, He went up into the hills by Himself to pray. When it was evening, He was still there alone. But the boat was by this time out on the sea, many furlongs. A furlong is 1/8 of a mile. Distant from the land, beaten and tossed by the waves, for the wind was against them. And in the fourth watch, between 3 and 6 a.m. of the night, Jesus came to them walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were terrified and said, "It is a ghost." And they screamed out with fright. Quote, Matthew 14, verse 22 through 26, Amplified. Jesus instructed his disciples to get into a boat and go ahead of him to the other side of a lake. The boat containing his disciples encountered a severe storm shortly after they left. Jesus knew what was happening. He supernaturally walked on the water to help his disciples. The disciples screamed with fear when they saw Jesus walking on the water. Jesus told them that they should not be afraid. They should be encouraged because he had come to help them. Quote, "Instantly he spoke to them, saying, 'Take courage, I am. Stop being afraid.'" Unquote. Matthew 14, verse 27, Amplified. Instead of continuing to be afraid, the Apostle Peter reacted with faith. Quote, "Peter answered him, 'Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water.' He said, 'Come.' So Peter got out of the boat and walked on the water, and he came toward Jesus." Unquote. Matthew 14, verse 28 and 29, Amplified. Peter's faith in Jesus was so strong that he actually stepped out of the boat to join Jesus in walking on the water. However, Peter's faith soon turned to fear. Quote, "When he perceived and felt the strong wind, he was frightened, and he began to sink. He cried out, 'Lord, save me from death.'" Unquote. Matthew 14, verse 30, Amplified. Peter's faith turned to fear when he felt the strong wind blowing at him as he walked on the water. When this wind caused Peter to begin to sink, he cried out to Jesus, begging him to save him. Jesus immediately helped Peter as he requested. He told Peter that he should not have allowed himself to be afraid. Quote, "Instantly Jesus reached out his hand and caught and held him, saying to him, 'O you of little faith, why did you doubt?' And when they got into the boat, the wind ceased." Unquote. Matthew 14, verse 31 and 32, Amplified. Peter showed great faith when he initially stepped out on the water. Peter was filled with faith because his eyes were on Jesus. However, as soon as Peter focused on the severity of the storm that he faced, his faith turned to fear. This same principle applies to you. Jesus does not want you to allow any problem that you face to control you. You should focus on Jesus all of the time. You, quote, "must abide in, live in, never depart from him, being rooted in him, knit to him." Unquote. 1 John 2, verse 27, Amplified. The word "abide" in this verse of scripture is very important. When you abide in a place, you live there continually. This place is your permanent residence. When you abide in Jesus, you put him in first place at all times. The Amplification instructs you to never depart from Jesus. Every aspect of your life should be deeply rooted in the intimacy of your relationship with Jesus. Fear cannot overcome you if you are knit to Jesus, if you stay close to him continually.